This is Wednesday, November 28, 1973.
You say this room in the first place. Would you explain where we are and then what this room was? Would you tell us what the building is first?
It's the old courthouse of old Tishomingo County. And I went to school in this room here in 1908. And I was 7 years old.
And you just said that while this courthouse was being rebuilt, you found a postcard.
I found a postcard in there with my name on it. It was written from our teacher to my sister. She was older than I was, and this card was cut out of the post office here at this old Jason post office.
And she probably put it on that board and it slipped down.
It slipped down in behind that, and so we got that. I've got that now, and the stamp, and it's just as plain. Miss Eva Bradley was our teacher.
I see.
She passed away the day that we found the card. I called her, and she was still living, but she didn't ever recognize what I had done, but she passed away in about 2 days after that. Mm-hmm. And so that was
coincidence.
I would love to talk with her, but I didn't get to go even to the funeral. But
oh, I see. I have some. I'd like to take some notes on this. I'd like to ask you for your full name and address so I can.
My name is Joey. This is. Northeast here.
From the courthouse?
From the courthouse, yes, 1 mile over here where I was born. I was raised here, and I married a girl. We went to school together, all together here in this.
I see.
In this town.
What is your age now?
My age is 72 years old last July.
Are you? And what did you do before you became custodian?
I was a farmer, you might say. I was a farmer.
Okay, and what is your religion?
The Church of Christ.
And how much schooling did you have here?
Well, I went as far, I got a diploma from the 8th grade here at O.J. Sinnoh. Well, that was in 1921. And then I went to Tishomingo School 1 second. I liked about 2 years finishing high school. But I did make a grade. I could have taught school on my diploma at that time. But I decided I'd go ahead to high school. But my father, of course, had so many children that I was one out of 11. So he had a big family, you see, to support, and he couldn't put me in school at that time because it took right smart to put a person through, and there were 3 of us going to school at that time. So we just couldn't go. So I come back and went home and worked with my father till I married in July then after that.
I see. I don't know whether that might maybe be better for me to write over here so you can speak into the mic more directly.